Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With simplicity of heart,
I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
Come, consider the works of the Lord,
the marvels he has created on this earth.
A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. This is the third time that I am about to visit you, and I'm not going to burden you, for I do not want what you have. I only want you. Children should not save up for their parents, but parents for children. I will gladly spend myself and be spent for your sakes. If I love you too much, will I be loved the less for that? Granted that I did not burden you, but being crafty, you say, I caught you by guile. Did I ever take advantage of you through any of the men I sent to you? I urged Titus to go to you, and I sent the other brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you in any way? Did we not act in the one spirit, walk in the same footsteps? Do you think throughout this recital that I am defending myself to you? Before God, I tell you, in Christ, I have done everything to build you up, my dear ones. I fear that when I come, I may not find you to my liking, nor may you find me to yours. I fear I may find discord, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, slander and gossip, self-importance, disorder. I fear that when I come again, my God may humiliate me before you, and I may have to mourn over the many who sinned earlier and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and sensuality they practiced. This is the third time I shall be coming to you. A judicial fact shall be established only on the testimony of two or three witnesses. I said before when I was there the second time, and I repeat it now in my absence, to those who sinned before and to all the rest, that if I come again, I shall not spare you. You are, after all, looking for a proof of the Christ who speaks in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful in you. It is true that he was crucified out of weakness, but he lives by the power of God. We too are weak in him, but we live with him by God's power in us. Test yourselves to see whether you are living in faith. Examine yourselves. Perhaps you yourselves do not realize that Christ Jesus is in you. Unless, of course, you have failed the challenge. I hope you will understand that we have not failed. We pray, God, that you do no evil, not in order that we may appear approved, but simply that you may do what is good, even though we may seem to have failed. We cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the sake of the truth. We even rejoice when we are weak and you are strong. Our prayer is that you may be built up to completion. I am writing in this way while away from you, so that when I am with you, I may not have to exercise with severity the authority the Lord has given me. Authority to build up, rather than to destroy. And now, brothers, I must say goodbye. Mend your ways, encourage one another, live in harmony and peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones send greetings to you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Word of the Lord.
Rejoice, strive for perfection, and live in peace.
And the God of peace and love will be with you.
May the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts in Christ Jesus.
And the God of peace and love will be with you.
A reading from a letter to Polycarp by St. Ignatius of Antioch, Bishop and Martyr. Avoid evil practices. Indeed, preach against them. Tell my sisters to love the Lord and be content with their husbands in the flesh and in the spirit. And in the same way, bid my brothers in Christ's name to love their wives as the Lord loves his church. If anyone can remain chaste in honor of the Savior's flesh, then let him do so without boasting. For if he boasts of it, he is lost. And if he thinks himself for this reason better than the bishop, he is lost. Those who marry should be united with the bishop's approval, so that the marriage may follow God's will and not merely the prompting of the flesh. Let everything be done to God's honor. Hear your bishop, that God may hear you. My life is a sacrifice for those who are obedient to the bishop, the presbyters, and the deacons, and may it be my lot to share with them in God. Work together in harmony, struggle together, run together, suffer together, rest together, rise together as stewards, advisors, and servants of God. Seek to please him whose soldiers you are, and from whom you draw your pay. Let none of you prove a deserter. Let your baptism be your armor, your faith your helmet, your charity your spear, your patience your panoply. Let your good works be your deposits, so that you may draw out well-earned savings. So be patient and gentle with one another, as God is with you. May I have joy in you forever. Since I have heard that the Church of Antioch in Syria is in peace through our prayers, I too am more tranquil in my reliance upon God. If only I may find my way to God through my passion and at the resurrection prove to be your disciple. My most blessed Polycarp, you should convene a godly council and appoint someone whom you consider dear and especially diligent to be called God's courier, and to have the honor of going into Syria and advancing God's glory by speaking of your untiring charity. A Christian is not his own master. His time is God's. This is God's work, and it will be yours as well when you have performed it. I have trust in the grace of God that you are ready to act generously when it comes to God's work. Since I knew so well your zeal for the truth, I have limited my appeal to these few words. I could not write to all the churches because I am sailing at once from Troas to Neapolis, as is required of me. I want you, therefore, as one who knows God's purpose, to write to the churches of the East and bid them to do the same. Those who can should send representatives, while the rest should send letters through your delegates. Thus your community will be honored for a good work which will be remembered forever as their bishop deserves. I wish all of you well forever in Jesus Christ. Through him, may you all remain in God's unity and in his care. Farewell in the Lord.
Be steadfast, stand firm, always devote yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
For you know that your work in the Lord cannot be in vain.
Never grow weary of doing good.
For you know that your work in the Lord cannot be in vain.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.